And it's been 3 weeks since George Floyd's killing sent so many people into the streets in outrage, shining a spotlight on systemic racism. But it's also led to rumors and conspiracy theories, dozens of them. They range from the absurd that President Obama mysteriously tweeted an image of a protest sign with George Floyd's face on it 9 days before his death, not true, or that The Simpsons predicted Floyd's death, not true. Then there's the dangerous. The Democrats issued a riot manual for protesters, or the president calling a peace activist in Buffalo a member of the far-left and often violent group Antifa, which, by the way, most research shows didn't have that much to do with these protests. So let's bring back our researchers from Snopes.com. Bond Huberman is an editor at Snopes, which is known as the Internet's premier fact-checking resource. She joins us from Seattle. Bond, welcome.
Hi, Robin. Thanks for having me.
Boy, you guys have been hard at work. You were already working nonstop on coronavirus myths and conspiracy theories. We'll link you to our piece we did about that. And now this terrible death of George Floyd. Talk about the flow of questions and rumors coming in.
Well, as you've already implied, it was certainly a sharp turn that we took from the COVID pandemic crisis and people's, you know, top of mind concern of that to now it's absolutely predominantly about the protests surrounding George Floyd's tragic death. I mean, it almost feels like kind of collective processing of grief. Like at first there's outrage and then we almost like shift into a kind of denial. And now weeks into the story, the audience questions seem to really be focusing on denial. We're even seeing this conspiracy theory emerge. There's some people questioning whether or not Floyd has even died, which is quite, you know, troubling to say the least.
Yes, he did, right in front of our eyes.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. Undeniably and horribly. Kind of in that vein of denial is, you know, these disingenuous arguments or memes that are surfacing online about Floyd's background. One popular is the wrong word for it, but one common rumor that we're seeing going around is that Floyd supposedly put a gun to the belly of a pregnant woman. No documented evidence shows that from our investigation.
All right, there's that. Let's move to Antifa, the very loosely organized, there is no leader, anti-fascist group that grew out of the resistance to the Nazis and has proclaimed it's going to fight fascism. It definitely has, you know, prevented very conservative speakers from speaking in college campuses. But one of the rumors is that Antifa was recruiting on Craigslist for people to go to these protests. Tell us more about that.
Right. So this screenshot of an ad on Craigslist, which right away, red flag, if the most common evidence you're seeing of something happening is a screenshot of an image online, right away, suspect. Mm. Anyway, this ad appeared very briefly, offering to pay up to 1,000 people $25 an hour in Nebraska to, quote, basically cause as much chaos and destruction as possible. The ad was up for a very short amount of time. Our fact checker, Alex Kasprak, looked into it. Completely nonsense, and appeared to have been posted after some protest activity in Nebraska in which the advertised chaos and destruction did not manifest. And I should say that fake Craigslist ads are a pretty common tactic. We've fact-checked several of those related to political demonstrators, Trump rallies. Just keep in mind, anyone can create a Craigslist ad. It doesn't take much time at all.
Buyer beware. And by the way, we've reported a lot here on Here and Now about Antifa's ties to these protests and how dangerous these claims are that they are tied. But a lot of this fear-mongering has been encouraged by the president, who not only said that that 75-year-old peace activist in Buffalo was a member of Antifa when he is not, that's already been disproved, but has also said several times that Antifa members are encouraging looting. What did you find?
We did not find evidence of that. I know reporter Alex Kasprak looked into the story, for example, of Martin Gugino, the 75-year-old man who was shoved to the ground by the Buffalo emergency response team. These ridiculous rumors circulated that not only was he supposedly an Antifa agitator, not true, But apparently he was attempting to scan police communications simply by waving his cell phone in front of them.
He was not trying to scan the police.
No, I mean, the idea that you could somehow intercept or jam or scramble police communications by waving your smartphone in front of somebody's body, like, that just doesn't make any sense. But there were reports out there that confused comments from a press conference with the mayor of Buffalo calling someone else an agitator, completely different person, different circumstance, adjacent to the Martin Gugino event. So reports mischaracterized his comments as being about Gugino. That's just a sad example of when a mistake becomes a meme and a rumor and spreads faster than the correction.
Well, another meme has to do with the protesters who are calling for police to be defunded. The meme is that Hitler defunded and eliminated police departments. There's another that claims that he held up a Bible so that when President Trump held up the Bible, he was compared to Hitler. Neither of those are true?
Neither of those are true. On the contrary, Hitler relied on political support of police departments as he was establishing his regime.
How about another meme claiming that protesters vandalized a children's hospital in Texas?
Another great example of when this just tiniest morsel of fact gets served up in this casserole of misinformation and you don't know what's what anymore. A video surfaced that did show protesters throwing objects at a sky bridge between two high-rise buildings, and it was not Texas Children's Hospital. It's a completely different neighborhood. But again, that slight tweak between saying a building was being vandalized and saying a children's hospital being vandalized, it gives it that emotional edge that is more likely to capture people's attention and get them to share it.
Well, and let's take another one. The picture that's circulating showing the Lincoln Memorial defaced with graffiti reading Black and Brown Lives Matter. Trayvon Martin's name is scrawled across the statue. It was published on June 8th, went wild on social media. I would think we'd be hearing more about it if that happened. It doesn't seem to have happened.
Exactly. Didn't happen. Now, there has been graffiti on national monuments and certainly pertaining to this issue, but not the Lincoln Memorial. Not the image that we fact-checked showed the Lincoln Memorial absolutely covered tip to toe. We did not find evidence that that is true.
It's just often so disheartening. I mean, to think that anyone would think that this has all been a hoax. You know, we follow Snopes.com. We know how many rumors there are. But to think that, you know, there are people, and we probably shouldn't be surprised, there are people trained to think that anything they see on broadcast media is a hoax. But to think that there are that many people who think it is a hoax that George Floyd died. And can I just ask you just about that? Do you get people who thank you for setting them straight, or do they argue with you? I mean,
all of the above. We get a range of emotions in the responses to our content, but absolutely a lot of readers do send genuine thanks for the information that we provide. And some even come clean that they've been corrected by friends or family who sent them to us. And they've been really grateful to find the sort of measured, informative response that, you know, we're not here to guilt or shame. We just want to understand.
Bond Huberman from the fact-checking website Snopes.com. We'll link it herenow.org. Bond, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
And by the way, Snopes is also still dispelling myths about COVID-19. So here we go, among the most recent, that the Captain America movie predicted the coronavirus pandemic. It did not. That 59 people died after a pastor asked them to drink Dettol antiseptic soap. Not true, although please don't drink bleach. That Melinda Gates wore an upside-down cross during interviews about the pandemic to denounce Christianity. She did not. And finally, that Chuck Norris died of COVID-19. He did not. In fact, the 80-year-old is doing just fine.